Yeah, baby, yeah!
Yeah, not so yeah. It's Hannah and Raven. What was the movie that you watched with your parents that you immediately thought, well, this seems wildly awkward?
Sometimes you find yourself kind of slipping into that vortex. It's late night. One of you is at the other one's house. It happens. Or maybe it happened when you were younger. Anything could happen.
Yeah. So my daughter is 11 years old, Hayden. And I was like, hey, I know a movie you can watch with mommy. You're going to love this movie. It's hilarious. Austin Powers.
Oh, man. Terrible idea.
But you think about Austin Powers. And I think I forgot about all the Randy stuff, you know?
Well, which one did you watch? Because that's important, too.
Well, I mean, like, I'm no fool. You got to start in order. So, the original
Original one is the naughtiest of all of them, of course, because that's when they're getting everybody involved.
So, of course, we're watching it, and I am so awkward, and my face is bright red, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot what this movie is like. So, afterwards, I asked her what she thought.
Hayden, what movie did we just watch?
We just watched Austin Powers.
And what did you think?
It was groovy.
But how did you feel about watching it with mommy?
It was weird because you kept making weird sounds and kept saying weird things. And you kept telling me to cover my eyes and don't watch this part.
Right, because there's some parts that are a little bit, you know, inappropriate. So isn't it weird to watch them with me?
Kind of weird because you kept yelling weird things.
So
I mean, that weird chest thing. What were you yelling?
So here's the thing. Anytime that I didn't know how to handle it because I wasn't prepared for this situation.
Right. I mean, because there's not a lot of actual...
Right.
But there's a lot of talk.
So every time that there would be like some kind of reference that I didn't want her to hear.
Sure.
Because I didn't want her to ask too many questions.
Right.
I would just go like this. And she would just look at me like, what are you doing? But I would distract
seriously,
her.
Seriously, it's a fair question.
Where I would distract her enough that she didn't hear the part.
Oh, she heard it, man.
There were too many questions.
Like one corner of the ear. Right. She heard it, man. Yeah,
it
She's
was,
11.
It was awkward. But, you know. I guess we survived it.
Well, you know, timing being a thing is like back in the day, this mistake, I think, happened more often, right? Because there was no PG-13 even back in the day. Like PG was a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, there could be swearing. There could be nudity in a PG film. And people were like, well, it wasn't that bad. No, that doesn't make any sense,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was, you know, rated R. And you always hear about these NC-17s. But besides a couple of horror films, you know, you never actually go see those. My father used to take me to movies all the time when I was like 8 that were inappropriate. You know, that was the thing that you would go do with your dad after the divorce is you'd go to the cheap theater, smuggle in the popcorn and the soda, and you'd see everything. I saw Die Hard that way. But I'll never forget when I went and saw Predator. It's the first time I saw a human skinned.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a little bit much for an 8-year-old.
I'm scared, Pancho.
You ain't afraid of no man.
There's something out there waiting for us, and it ain't no man. We're all gonna die.
I mean, that's scary when you're 8. You walk out of the theater, it was dark in there, it's bright out there, but you're still looking around bushes for a predator.
Oh, man. 1-800-330-9999. What was that movie that when you saw it with your parents, man, it was awkward?
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Oh, man, that was an awkward weekend. It's Hannah and Raven. I let my daughter watch Austin Powers with me. And I didn't realize that it is wildly inappropriate for an 11-year-old because I was remembering it as like being silly and Dr. Evil and not all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, at this point, you've run out of a lot of options of things to watch. Nothing new is really coming out, right? So we're going back. We're making some choices. And like you said, the impression on you was different than what it was when you were sitting next to the younger version of you. To be fair, that movie was a little while ago.
Right.
A lot of those jokes wouldn't even be in there now. Well, and it doesn't seem that far back, but...
But it brings back like a good thing. Like, remember the first time you had to watch an inappropriate movie sitting next to your mom or dad?
Oh, man. If you had Showtime or Cinemax back in the day, that could happen.
And you like look over and you're like, am I supposed to be watching this with them? 1-800-330-9999. What was that movie that you sat next to your parents and you just cringed? Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I had really cool parents growing up, but they did not read movie reviews. Because they took me to see, when I was 15 years old, they took me to see Basic Instinct in the theaters.
Oh, my God.
They let you in the theater that young to see that movie?
Yeah, if you go with a parent, of course.
You can go with a parent, yeah.
Yeah.
I have still never seen that movie as an adult because I don't think I'm old enough.
Oh, that movie's good, man. That movie holds up. I mean, when you watch it now, it's still kind of hot. And you consider how much stuff they put in movies now, you're like, wow, but it's...
But what if you had to hold your mom's hand while you walked into the theater?
I wouldn't even want to be... Like, I wouldn't think that that was cool at all, man. I got to be honest with you. I'd be upset with my parents. Traumatized. Therapy, really.
It was very embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you're looking at their faces as the interrogation scene is going on, and you're just like, what?
Are your attorneys going to join us?
Ms. Trammell has waived her rights to an attorney.
Why have you waived your right to an attorney, Ms. Trammell?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told them you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
Oh, terrible.
I don't think he's looking at their faces.
His parents' faces, Anna.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst movie to watch with your parents?
Oof, Pulp Fiction. I was so horrified. I was 12 when we watched it together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my mom had definitely never seen it, and she literally got up and turned it off.
At what point did she shut it off? That's what I want to know. Like, do you get, like, 20 minutes
before or after Uma Thurman sits back up? That was trippy, man.
Yeah. My gosh, your mom's expression, I can only imagine. Horrific.
Oh, I hope they get the, I hope you turned it off before the pawn shop basement. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What now between me and you?
Oh, that wasn't that. I tell you what now between me and you. There is no me in you. Not no more.
That's cool, Ving Rhames. I'll stay out of Los Angeles.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the movie you watched with your parents that was so awkward?
My parents took us to see the movie 10 at a drive-in theater. I think I was maybe 8 or 9, and my oldest brother might have been 13. So it was kind of strange.
What was the movie?
10 with Bo Derek. Back in the day.
Oh, Bo Derek. I mean, anything Bo Derek was in. I mean, just at any time with Bo Derek, you know? She's not, like, you. If you invited Bo Derek to a cocktail party, chances are she could end up topless. I mean.
What?
I don't know her personally, but, I mean, what I know of her work, I remember her work.
Okay, got it. Oh, I'm looking at some pictures of the movie trailer. It seems that she also never wore a bra. Nice.
Well, she didn't need it.
Okay.
God bless her.
Yeah.
I mean, at the drive-in, though, to be fair, if you peeked in a couple of the windows of those cars, you're learning more than that movie's showing anyways, Anna.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you really believe that none of the performers last night at the MTV Video Music Awards were lip syncing, that is definitely all I need to know about you.
Their talent is so big that, of course, they can run like an acrobatic aerobics instructor and, of course, never breathe like they're breathing heavy at all.
Because it was like the virtual kind of event, it was actually great because it was real.
You liked it. It was concise.
It was shorter than they usually are. It didn't drag on. And the performances were like music videos. It was really cool. But I was watching on Twitter because it's fun to watch the award shows and be on Twitter at the same time to watch people's reactions.
You get that zeitgeist of what people are thinking.
Yeah, and so many people truly believe that Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande were not lip syncing. First of all, they're wearing masks. They're wearing masks for their entire performance. Now listen to this, and do you think that Lady Gaga is not lip syncing? It's coming down on me.
I mean, it sounds like it's playing in the back of the room anyways.
Right.
It sounds like a stereo playing in a big building and you're dancing to it.
She has a giant mask on that has like electronic things.
Oh my God,
it.
There were a lot of masks.
You think she actually sounds like that? And because people were like, if Lady Gaga could perform like that with a mask on, then you can wear it to the grocery store. I go, you know, sure. Like I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But you really believe that Lady Gaga is singing right now?
Well, I enjoyed the my favorite mask was the one that it's like a colander. It was like a string.
Yes.
In a pink gas mask facade. Maybe you could sing through that one. I don't know. Just don't get too close to the microphone because you might electrocute yourself.
I want everyone just
to know the grounding rules.
Put on your mask right now. I'm putting mine on right now. Okay, I'm putting over my headphones. Do you think that I could sing and sound like that?
Oh, you sound great.
Do I sound like
Ariana? You sound really good.
Do I sound like Ariana Grande right now? Hold on.
No. No singing. There's a rule for a reason.
Yeah. You should definitely not sing in a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
That's right. Over the weekend, you always do things and like you think to yourself, I did that. And then you realize nobody gave you the credit you deserve for it.
Unsung heroes, really.
Yeah. What happened over the weekend to you? 1-800-330-9999 that you didn't get the credit you deserve.
I'll tell you what I did over the weekend, and as I fixed the Wi-Fi router in my house, the router in my house. Now this was more than just unplugging the router, waiting 10 seconds and plugging it back in.
Everyone knows it's 20 seconds, but okay.
Well, maybe that was the problem that I had the last couple months before I fixed it this time. Not only did I call the cable company, use the reset function on the app, but then I was given another phone number. I had to call the router company, called, talked to technical support, filed a ticket, waited for a call back, and then did updates along with this gentleman who certainly was not in America and was barely understandable. It took about 2 hours, but guess what?
What?
I fixed the router, Anna Zapp.
And what did your wife say?
Finally.
That's what she said?
That was it!
Raven, you know what? You deserve some credit.
Thank you!
You knew that router wasn't working. And you said, I'm going to take care of this right now.
You know what? Who knew that it hadn't updated its firmware in 3 years?
Who knew?
I didn't know, but I made it my business to find out. My business to know. And now the Wi-Fi is working. Thank you very much.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, my gosh. We looked on Prime. We watched stuff on Netflix. We went on cable. It was great. I mean, I'm a hero, clearly.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You know what I did over the weekend
that
I didn't get any credit? I was at Stop and Shop. And there was a man, and he wasn't paying much attention.
Okay.
And he had in his hand a cantaloupe, and he was examining the cantaloupe. Now, I didn't want to say anything about the fact that he was overly aggressively handling the cantaloupe, he put it back, and I was like, listen, like, hey, welcome to the pandemic. Don't touch all the fruit.
Nobody knows anything to do with cantaloupes.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize was that Marty the robot was literally about 3 feet behind him, and he started backing up, and I said, sir, you're going to hit Marty.
Right.
And I thought he was going to trip over Marty. And he looked over his shoulder and saw Marty. And he looked at me. And he didn't even say thank you.
I mean, you could have saved his life. Marty comes with some weight. I mean, he has a good, you know, base pedestal there. But if you get a toe under that or something like that, you're going to be seriously injured.
Not even a nod, a thank you, nothing?
Nothing. Did you ever know that you're my hero? I mean, it seems justifiable that he would have looked at you and said, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you being here for me.
And not to mention, like, Marty is creepy. He just shows up out of nowhere.
You know what? I'm not going to do that, though. If everybody's just going to sit here and hate on Marty, I like Marty. I speak to Marty all the time when I go in there because I feel like nobody tries to be Marty's friend. Mm. But still. I mean, you saved him.
I did.
You saved him, and he didn't even give you a nod.
Nope.
Nothing.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do this weekend that you just did not get the credit you deserved?
Doing the right thing can be really hard. I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you. That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
That's right. You ever not get the credit you deserve? You do something over the weekend and you like think to yourself, nobody even said thank you.
Yeah. People act like it costs money or something to go ahead and give you a pat on the back when you do the right thing.
Right. That's why we want to help you out. 1-800-330-9999. What happened that you deserve the credit? I'll tell you, on Friday night, I had some friends over and we all kept talking about how we wanted to watch the Action Park documentary on HBO Max.
Okay.
And I said, guys, I have an idea. I'll sign up right now for HBO Max, and we can watch it right now. And they looked at me, and they're like, all right, do it.
Instead of being like, what a great idea, friend.
So what I had to do, I had a margarita. It wasn't easy for me to figure out how to sign up on my phone and then get it to play on the TV.
You're
going to
get the code, right?
The code,
and then you're
going to
enter the code, and then it's streaming and all this stuff. I mean, there is some work that goes into it.
But we watched it. We finally figured it out. We got the 7-day free trial. We watched the Action Park documentary. Everybody's having a great time reminiscing because, you know, we all grew up going to Action Park.
Right, but nobody said, Anna,
great
job.
No, ready? Hold on. Here's my... Oh. You lived
your life. Always there for everybody, but nobody paid attention.
No.
Someday when you're gone, they'll know.
Like,
because they won't be
night?
Able to get an app.
Remember
they won't
that
be able
night?
To get it.
Yeah, they'll be like, we wanted to watch the Action Park documentary, but nobody actually knew how to make it happen. Anna figured it out.
Right.
And we watched it. Makes me feel better. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Credit due. What did you do?
Oh, my God. I spent like 5 hours on the phone with AT&T trying to figure out different packages for my mother, for her a different bundle. And then I called her, presented all the information, and she said, I think I'll just stay with what I have.
Oh, 5 hours wasted. You know that?
Seriously.
Yeah.
No credit.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve right now.
You get it right here.
She was on hold, and then they came back, and she didn't approve that package. And she went, no, I want a different bundle for my mother.
Hold all my life.
And then she did all of that. And you know
what
her mom said?
Trying to figure out mom's bundle.
And then mom came back and said, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to keep the package I have. Your time has been wasted, daughter.
Oh, I'm old. I don't like change. Right. I wish you had never gotten involved.
Right. Why did you waste 5 hours of your life?
Oh, thanks, Mom. I really do appreciate that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, I cleaned out my entire garage and cleaned out a bunch of stuff out of my basement on my own for bulk trash pickup.
Wow. And I'm thinking that right after that, your wife reminded you of three other jobs you needed to do, huh?
How'd you guess?
Yeah, you didn't get the credit you deserved, but now you're going to get it right here.
That sounds good to me. I can be
your hero, baby. He went out in that garage. And he looked around and he assessed the situation. And even though most of it was his junk anyway, he cleaned it.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, Anna. They say that romance is dead.
Yep.
They say that chivalry is gone.
Uh-huh.
This guy's got it.
It's
all
true.
Right?
Yep.
I can be your hero, baby.
I hope everyone got the credit they deserve now.
Well, you know where you can come to get it.
That's right. For years, I wanted to know how much my Beanie Babies are worth, especially now that my girls keep playing with them. And I'm like, stop bending the tags. It's time to find out.
Masterpiece, this is Dr. Lori.
Hey, Dr. Lori. It's Anna and Raven. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
What's up,
thanks.
Girl? We hear you got the Beanie Baby PhD.
I do.
Yeah.
I have the Beanie Baby PhD.
Oh, I have been waiting many decades to talk to you. Raven,
okay.
Raven gives me a hard time. He says all the time, the Beanie Babies I have mean absolutely nothing. And I've been telling him that they're worth a lot of money.
Well, hold on there, Dr. Lori. What I told her was she never told me she had multiple Beanie Babies. I didn't understand that there was a box full of them actually locked up somewhere. All she keeps bragging about is their Princess Di Beanie Baby in a plastic enclosure, which I told her is worth like, I don't know, $20, definitely not $40,000.
Well, you know what cracks me up about all you people? All you people think you're appraisers. All of you.
All of you.
You know? True. You're like, oh, I know. Oh, this and that. You don't. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's very complex. You wouldn't think it is, but it is. It's not just about tags when you're trying to get the value of Beanie Babies.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lori. This is something I've been saying to him for many years.
I'm serious. There's a lot to it. There's condition.
Yep.
There's where was it made. There's the different generations of the tags. There's all kinds of things that I look at when I analyze a Beanie Baby. The same way as when I analyze a Picasso painting.
Mm. See?
You know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Anna has any Picassos here in her Beanie Baby collection, but she would like to have enough to maybe pay the cell phone this month. So maybe we can do that.
You can do that, you know, so you've got to look for certain things. You know, I do it with our video call appraisals. They show me the tubs of Beanie Babies, and I go, okay, let's get rid of the ones that aren't worth really much. Because there are some like that.
Mm.
You know, everybody has a little bit of junk, even the Beanie Baby people. And then we start to zero in on what's valuable and why is it valuable. Do you know when you should sell your Princess Diana Beanie Baby? Well, around the time of her death, which is the end of August every year.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't know there's a better time to sell it.
So
well, there
today.
Is.
Today. So you mean sell my... Sell
immediately
it today.
Now.
Right.
Well, you can start marketing any object about 2 weeks before it hits its spike. When we're all thinking, oh, remember wonderful Princess Diana? Well, guess what? That's the time when you see all of the knowledgeable sellers, resellers, starting to market their Beanie Babies.
Dr.
I'm hearing
Lori,
what
time
you're
out.
Saying. Right. We wait until people are crying.
Right.
If people are crying, that's the time to move the product.
All right.
I love
well,
it. She's a killer.
Listen, we have to get to the point.
I mean, this is why I'm the best in the country at this.
All right. Dr. Lori, here's the question I need to know before we move on.
Okay.
When I sell my Princess Diana Beanie Baby tonight, how much should I put it on for?
Okay, I'd have to look at the condition, so you'd have to show me on a video call what does it look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming it was in a protective case, because
yes.
those are important. I
yes.
know he's making fun of you, but it's true. You got to keep it in the plastic case. I have to make sure that the pellets haven't deteriorated. I have to know what type of pellets you have. I have to look at the generation of the tag. I have to make sure that there's only a poem on the hang tag or the heart tag. The tag on the bottom, which is the tush tag, should only have the date 1997 on it. Was it made in Korea, Indonesia, in the United States? Was it made in China? All that matters.
Okay.
So there's all different characteristics.
I don't know the answer to any of those questions because I actually can't find my Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
I mean, isn't it being guarded by security right now
no.
in its plastic case? I mean, today's the day. You got to bring it out.
It's in like my mom's attic. But what I did do is I did find two of the other ones that are in the big bin. And we're going to see how much those are worth and how much yours are worth coming up next with Anna and Raven. Today is actually the best day of the year to sell my Princess Diana Beanie Baby. But ironically, I can't find it because
yeah.
I put it somewhere so safe that I'll never see it again.
Yeah, good call on that one. You missed out. Today could be the big money and you don't even know.
Right, because it's the anniversary of her death. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Lori. She is actually a Beanie Baby professional appraiser. What I did do is bring in Curly. Now, Curly is one of my Beanie Babies that I've had locked up for years.
He could be a cash cow.
Yeah, Dr. Lori, how do I know how much this is worth?
Right, where do we look for the note that says I'm worth a ton of money?
Inside of the heart tag.
That one says...
Does it say 1996?
It says 1996, yes.
Then give me the tag, the tush tag. I need the type of pellets.
It says polyester fiber and PE pellets.
Okay. And then I need the picture of the bear, which you're sending to me, right?
Yes. Hold on, let me just do
That's
this.
That's all I need.
I am not a robot. Send.
Okay. Anna and Raven. Got it. Okay, hang on. Let me put on some glasses. Take a look at this thing. Okay.
I'm so excited now. I have, like, anticipation, actually. I want to know.
See,
Raven?
See, Raven? She put her finger right over where it says the pellets, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I have to deal with. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I looked at. When I saw this piece, the first thing I saw was, condition is fair. Oh, no, Dr. Lori, condition is fair. Yeah. Because if you'll notice, like, I mean, as you get older, I don't know, how old is this bear? 96? This bear is 25, whatever it is. Basically, you know how the middle of your stomach kind of gets bigger and it starts to have these funny wrinkles? That's what that bear has.
Oh, boy.
That's a deterioration of the PE pellets. Now, they don't stuff them full anyway right out of the factory, but that deterioration is an impact on value. Also, your tag is creased.
Yeah.
So the real collectors don't want a creased tag. And all this stuff about errors, it has two I's in original, or the R in surface isn't there. I see so many Beanie Babies. Those particular errors are not actually rare. They're actually common.
Huh.
Typically, in this particular generation as a PVC pellet bear, your bear hair is worth about $20.
$20.
$20.
You should have ironed the tag before you got here.
I mean, they
That's
can
right.
tell.
This was our chance to make huge money.
All right.
We could have been millionaires.
Now, the Princess Diana Beanie Baby Bear in similar condition would be well worth more than that at the time of the anniversary of her death.
Oh,
so it all depends on many factors. It's not just one thing.
All right.
It is a little bit disappointing. You thought you were going to be able to quit today.
If anybody has giant bins like I do, my family does, you can go to drlorive.com and has all the information there on how you can submit pictures of your Beanie Babies to figure out their market value. Can you just tell us three Beanie Babies that every collector should be looking in their bins for?
The Princess Diana, the Peace Bear, and also Valentino.
Oh, my God, I have Valentino, too. You're going to be hearing from me again later this week. Thank you so much. Again, if you want to visit Dr. Lori online, head to drlorive.com. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Take it easy.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Roger and Chloe. Chloe, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our daughter, she's a teenager, and she wants her boyfriend to come over so that they can do their schoolwork together. And she wants to do this every day, you know, once we go into hybrid school, once it starts. I think it's a good idea. I think he's a really smart kid. She could use all the help that she can get, but my husband is not okay with it.
Are they in classes together? Do they go to school together, or is just to...
Yeah, they'll be in the same group, but the days that they're at home, they want to be at our house.
So he would come over to your house every day. Now, would you be home with them?
No, we both work, so they would be home alone.
Roger, what's your side of this?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I was 16 once. I don't like the idea of having this boy in our house with our daughter unattended. I don't care how smart he is. I mean, she could call him and they can talk about their homework.
So is it more or less the fact that you think that they'll be misbehaving when they're there together, or temptation, whatever it may be? Or do you think that they just won't do their work, that there'll be no concentration if, you know, my boyfriend's over there, you know, hanging out at my house?
Well, I think they'll rush through their homework and everything else to make sure they've got free time afterwards.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's twofold. They're going to not only is there the possibility of them fooling around and who knows what happens, but then there's also, you know, her grades could slip and everything. Let's just keep it separate here. There's enough going on.
I wonder if we're going to see a lot of that, like friends and
well, I think friends and stuff like that. You're going to see some of that.
Being together for their hybrid homework.
Yeah, and shared responsibility amongst parents. Like, I think it does ease the burden a little bit. It'll have some behavioral challenges, just like real teachers do. Won't that be fun?
Huh.
Did she have to really convince you, Mom? Or were you on board pretty early on? Because I love him. He has to be here.
Well, if he's smart.
I have to see him.
I think, like, was she...
You're thinking free tutor.
Yeah. I'm thinking, Chloe, like, my mind when you went, if he's smart and he's going to help her, then maybe it's, like, it's a benefit, especially if they're not going to be in the classroom every day.
But where do the lessons end?
I do. I trust them. I trust him. I trust her. And he's a really good student. I think he will be focused and keep her on track. I think it would be really good for her.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Chloe, that if they're responsible and he's responsible and a good student, this might be beneficial for your daughter because she's going to get the extra help during the day. But they may see Roger's side too. At the end of the day, you're leaving your 16-year-old daughter unsupervised with her boyfriend every weekday when you go to work, and that can pose bigger problems. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Roger and Chloe have a 16-year-old daughter, and like a lot of our kids, it's a hybrid, so they're going to be, working from home, doing their school from home. So she would like her boyfriend to come every day when she's there so they can do their work together because he's really smart. He could help her, and it's like basically just doing schoolwork with a classmate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally the same. But, Mom, we're totally going to behave. We'll totally be fine. Yeah. Dad is not on board with that. Roger thinks this is absolutely nuts. But Chloe says that there's no problem. It's like having extra help in the house.
Right, except they're both at work, so they're by themselves at home doing
right.
this. Let's check the text line. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Let them do their school together. Put a cheap camera from Amazon in the main room. Tell them they have to stay in that room. And they don't need to know about the camera if you don't want them to. Nice.
Yeah.
It's one way around it.
Yeah, well, you put the camera in the room, I think that you'll be home at lunch, possibly, in one of those days. Good luck, though.
One more text. Let's see. Good morning. A resounding no. I'm on Team Dad. The kids can see others. My kids can see others supervised by a parent. Maybe a library date. But home alone isn't a good idea. Thanks, Kathy from the East End. Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. We'll have a verdict coming up next with Anna and Raven. Roger and Chloe have a 16-year-old daughter who's doing hybrid back to school, and she would like her boyfriend to come tutor her every day while she's working from home.
I bet she would. Roger, her dad, thinks that's a terrible idea. I mean, I have to agree. Don't you leave the doors open when your teenagers are home and you're there?
Chloe says he's smart, and what's the big deal? They're responsible. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Ann on Raven.
I'm on his side. There is no way, no way. I don't care how good the kids are. Human nature is human nature.
And you can't trust those humans. That's right. You can't.
Well,
the temptation
I work
is
with
in
kids
all of us.
And I see it. Hopping hormones.
She said hopping hormones. Ann on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. Absolutely 100%. And I'm sorry for the mom. I think that she's just a little bit delusional on this. You know, he may seem like a nice boy, and he may very well be a nice boy. But the fact is, he's 16 years old. And there is no way that with unsupervised time, things are not going to go south very quickly.
Yeah, I think that you want to have trust in your kid, but at the same time, you got to realize that they're growing older. But it's also cavalier to sit back and go, well, they're getting older. They're going to do these things or whatever. Anyways, you still don't want to create an environment to encourage temptation.
Absolutely. I think. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I think it is inviting trouble, and you put a boy and a girl, 16 years old, no matter how good together every single day with idle hands, you better hope that he's a good father as well as a good student.
Mm.
She said idle hands, and I thought of second base.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I mean.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Roger, our audience agrees with you. This may be more problematic than it will be beneficial. If that temptation is there day after day after day, then it may be causing problems. Some days, special occasions, that's a different story. But every day seems like too much.
I totally agree. Totally.
Chloe, you going to be all right?
I mean, we'll see. I think she would be actually more focused with him there, but
make them earn it. You guys should put in some stipulations here or whatever where they can do this certain days and you can monitor that type of behavior. And I mean, I just have to tell you, Roger, get a lot of cameras around your house, period, point blank, because, you know, just because you tell them they can't hang out together too, doesn't mean they're necessarily not going to if they're both out of school the same days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's digging trenches and laying lines right now.
Yeah. You have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alice.
Alice, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alice.
All right, Alice, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have to get more right than Raven. If it's a tie, it does go to him. But if you can beat him, I'm going to give you $1,000 today. You ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
Number 1, a poll found that Americans would choose Morgan Freeman as their celebrity president. In what 2019 movie did Morgan Freeman play South African President Nelson Mandela?
Invictus.
Number 2, Reese Witherspoon will produce a country music competition series for Apple TV. What's the name of Reese Witherspoon's fashion line that she launched in 2015?
Draper James.
Number 3, the MTV VMAs were last night, and they awarded the first ever Tricon Award for artists that have excelled in music, acting, and fashion. Who was the first ever recipient?
I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
Number 4, there will be a West Wing reunion special on HBO Max to promote voting in the 2020 election. What actor plays the President of the United States on West Wing?
James Caan.
And number 5, a new ice cream called Ritz Crackers and Cream will be available next week. It's described as peanut butter ice cream marbled with a crispy Ritz cracker swirl. How many holes are there in a standard Ritz cracker?
8.
All right, Alice, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Alice got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, a poll found that Americans would choose Morgan Freeman as their celebrity president. In what 2009 movie did Morgan Freeman play South African President Nelson Mandela?
Invictus.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Number 2, Reese Witherspoon will produce a country music competition series for Apple TV. What's the name of Reese Witherspoon's fashion line that she launched in 2015?
She got herself in a bunch of trouble with no dresses, right? Isn't it Draper? Draper, yeah, it's Draper. Draper.
Wrong. It's Draper Jeans.
Ah.
Close, but not close enough. Was it really no dresses? I didn't know
she
that.
She got herself in trouble, remember? She said she wanted to do the dresses for the teachers. Turns out they had like 3 dozen dresses to give away.
Huh.
And of course, she's Reese Witherspoon, so 3 million people wanted them.
All right. Number 3, the MTV VMAs were last night, and they awarded the first ever Tricon Award for artists that have excelled in music, acting, and fashion.
Mm.
Who was the first ever recipient?
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Of course. Come on.
Number 4, there will be a West Wing reunion special on HBO Max to promote voting in the 2020 election. What actor plays the president of the United States on West Wing?
I never watched the show, so I'm going to take a guess here. Wasn't it Martin Sheen?
That is correct.
Ooh, look at me go.
You guys are tied at 3.
I thought they had a couple different presidents. That's good.
Number 5, a new ice cream called Ritz Crackers and Cream will be available next week. It's described as peanut butter ice cream marbled with a crispy Ritz cracker swirl.
Shut up. Who is making that?
Yeah, it's actually a company I never heard of before.
Well, you just heard their name now.
How many holes are there in a standard Ritz cracker?
Oh, my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm just going to take a shot and say there are 8 holes in a Ritz.
That's the same thing that Alice guessed, but you guys are both wrong.
10?
It's 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, so
and there's actually a reason why there's 7. It's to prevent overbubbling of the cracker.
There's the formula right there. Patent pending.
Alice, you guys tied at 3 today. What that does get you is your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. We're going to throw another $100 in the pot. And that means the jackpot for tomorrow will be up to $1,100.
Big money. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Thank you. It's Alice, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
We'll have another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning. And make sure you're listening today at noon and 5:30 for the cheat sheet. It'll be the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.